what does he do to combat this condition?
Well, you would want to, if you're concerned about his reactions and so on and understanding him, you would want to make him aware of the, as early as possible and on whatever basis he can comprehend it, the nature of relationships. That there are going to be some people that he may feel for the moment he wants to be with who don't apparently want to be with him. But to try in some way to depict for him consequences of making them stay with him when they don't want to be there. Perhaps even act it out for him. This, of course, is always a valuable thing with children when you're trying to deal with abstractions, but to act it out in some way in the living room to show, for instance, what can happen, because all your words may not mean anything to him because he can't visualize it. But the consequences to him of staying in a relationship where other people are not happy with him, so it, again, it's important to him to satisfy those other individuals if he wants that relationship. But that it doesn't necessarily mean that whatever other individuals want, that's what he should do. Maybe there's a better place for him than being with them in the first place. In other words, given things as they are and what they want, maybe he could find a lot more for himself doing something else and staying with them and submerging everything that he is just to make them happy. But it always comes back to what are the consequences. And the earlier the child can think in terms of consequences, the faster he can make good, rapid, proper decisions. And all of this, of course, may you can take the attitude, well, this is all easier said than done. You know, you're creating an ideal situation and saying that, you know, you ought to be able to talk to your children this way. And in the middle of a hectic day, you ought to be able to sit down and acquaint them with the alternatives of the consequences. Well, whether you can or can't, you will suffer consequences for your acts. Or let us say you will experience consequences. And if you can justify to the end of your life that I couldn't do this in this particular situation because of what the position I was in at the time, but it doesn't change the fact that you will experience the consequences for the act that happened at that time. I can say that I wouldn't be in a particular position right now if it hadn't been for such and such. The fact still remains that I am experiencing the consequences of what happened at that time. And so by recognizing what those consequences are, you then have a vested interest in determining how you can come as close to the ideal state as you can. And if you don't, you'll still be better off for getting close to it than from simply saying, well, that's ideal, I can't have it, therefore I won't even try, you know, won't even bother with it. Any other questions? Would our young mothers like to contribute?
You know what intrigues me, this idea of if you, for example, have separated and are not living with your spouse, I think the idea of living alone would be marvelous, but how do you do this when you have decided to take custody of your future? You've made your decision, but have you ever tried to retreat from three children?
I know what you mean. And I say I know what you mean not because I'm saying that because I know what you mean, therefore I can tell you you can. I mean, I know what you mean, and I know why you say you can't. The only thing that I see in a situation like that to do is to recognize that in terms of that, how much can you live alone? To what extent can you do it? To what extent can you make your daily schedule such that it leaves you great as much time as possible after they've gone to bed or whatever? Also, you still have the alone advantages of making the decisions of what to do with your property based on yourself, of how you want to decorate your house, what kind of an environment you want to set up for yourself, and so on. Yes, true. Sleep during all the chaos that's going on. But the point is that a lot of the value of living alone you will still have merely because of the sole point of making the decisions concerning the things that I was talking about. I know, and so the only thing with regard to the time element is to just try to consolidate it as much. And the value to me of paying for a nurse or a housekeeper or things like that is, I think, so greatly underrated by people. They refuse to take $10 away from something else that could mean such a tremendous amount to them in another area. To pay for somebody to come in and clean a house one day a week or one day every other week, to relieve the mother or the wife from this tremendous sense of being nothing but a housekeeper, so that she is free to do other things. And the cost of it is infinitesimal compared to the benefits. But it's put off because we just don't have $15 to spend that way right now, once a week or every other week. My God, you can always get it from something that obviously